Good morning.
Hey, welcome to the Sunny Coast.
Oh, thank you. So thanks for having me on the show.
All right.
Oh, my goodness. Layla. How are you feeling? What was it like going back into the Big Brother house? Was it just kind of like good old times or, you know, did it feel different this time around?
Oh, it was so different.
Yeah.
It was just, yeah, the game is so different now.
Mm.
Obviously, as housemates back in the day in 2012, we just used to lounge around the pool and,
yeah,
I don't know, just have a little bit of a chin wag. This time it was like boom, 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 nonstop.
Yeah.
So yeah, totally different.
Do you know, it feels a bit that way too. And I'm not going to lie. I think I prefer the old school Big Brother more. I liked it a bit more relaxed.
Yeah.
I liked it a bit more fly on the wall. It feels a little too survivory these days. And as a consequence, people and Big Brother royalty, like yourself, are having to make big decisions, like letting people stay in the show when they shouldn't. Now, I'm sorry,
yeah,
but I think you've made a judgment error here, Layla. I think it's very nice of you to bare your soul and give Johnson a chance, but I think you deserve to be there more than he did.
Oh, thank you. No, I think what it was is in that moment, I was absolutely exhausted, like so exhausted as well from the challenge.
Yeah, yeah.
Because it was even so much harder than it looked.
Yeah, right.
Like even harder. Anyway, I was absolutely knackered and I just in that moment saw him talk and it reminded me of when I was little and I just wanted to do Big Brother.
Yeah.
I always wanted to do
Aww.
It. And then I just felt bad. And you know what? Actually, no one deserved to be there more than anyone or no one did deserve the shot more than anyone. Like, because I think what had happened is the new housemates had created this thing that we've already done it. You know, we should be the first to all go kind of thing, which isn't correct. But in that moment, I felt like I made the right decision.
Layla, talk to us about, I guess, what life is like for you now that you're sort of out the Big Brother house. Like once you had your first stint in there, what were the opportunities that came from that show in comparison to maybe now?
Oh, the first time that was a whirlwind. And
yeah,
it's because it's live back then. You go into the house, you get out of the house, and your life's changed.
Yeah.
You know, it's like an overnight. You think you're living in a house with a bunch of students, like in accommodation, just hanging out.
Yeah.
And you walk out, and then people recognize you. It was crazy. But then I did Celebrity Apprentice, you know.
Yeah,
I remember that.
Yeah, that was so much fun. And, yeah, travelled around a bit. And I was still so young.
Yeah. You're old now. You're old now.
Yeah, I'm so old.
Yeah.
But I actually feel like a lot. I have more energy now, I reckon.
Yeah, no, 100%.
The opposite way around.
I know. Some of those palliative care nurses are amazing, aren't they? Helping us along. Well, Spunk, we are very sad to see you. I'm going to miss your sexy accent from the show. I think that's one of the most endearing qualities.
Well, thank you.
And I'm just going to miss you. So, you know, you always hurt the ones you love. So that's why I'm saying nasty things. But you have a great rest of your time and we can't wait to see you back on the box again soon, no doubt.
Oh, thank you so much. Yeah, you never know. You never know. I said to Sonia it was my last rodeo, but it might be just my first of this new version of me.
Hello.
You never know.
Paradise Island is calling.
Oh.
See you, kid.
See you, lovely. Have a good one.
Bye.